Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm at Access 2004 Small Business Summit. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is putting on for something under a million small business owners who have gathered here to whoop it up on behalf of small business public policy. I'm sitting across from one old friend and one new friend. Giovanni Cortolo is the Director of Small Business Policy for the U.S. Chamber. He's an old friend. Larry Mocha is a new friend. He's the President and CEO of Air Power Systems. And these two guys know each other. And so I've asked Giovanni to hang around a while and kind of be my co-host as we interview Larry. Giovanni, thanks for staying. And Larry, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Giovanni.
Good morning, Larry.
It's good to have you here, Larry. And Giovanni, Larry's got an important story to tell. Not only is he a small business owner, but he's got a really important public policy story to tell, doesn't he?
He sure does. The Chamber just did a survey on tort costs, and they found that 68% of tort costs are actually borne by small businesses. Mm-hmm. And Larry's a shining example of how that almost cost him his business.
I'd like to talk about that a little bit, Larry. Before we get into any of the public policy stuff or anything, I'd like for you to first tell us about your business, what it is that that Air Power Systems does, who your customers are, and let's talk about your business a little bit.
That's fine, Jim. I'm a small manufacturer out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Beautiful downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We're not downtown, but Tulsa is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. I've been there.
We have about 25 full-time employees, and we manufacture air cylinders and valves for the truck equipment industry. We ship most of our product out of the state of Oklahoma, 90% of it within the boundaries of the domestic United States.
Now, let's talk about when you talk about truck equipment, the cylinders. These are the hydraulic cylinders.
These are pneumatic cylinders.
Pneumatic cylinders.
Yes, sir.
That function the lift bed trucks, I mean the beds and the tailgates and all that sort of thing?
Well, they control the hydraulics that control those things.
Okay.
So all our stuff is low pressure, low force.
Okay. I see what you mean. All right. So, folks, when you see a dump truck or something like that operating, doing its work, you know, maybe one of Larry's parts is helping to operate that.
Think of me.
And you manufacture those pieces?
Yes, sir. We, from raw materials, we can do it all right in our shop.
I see. And how long have you been in business?
This is our 40th year.
Congratulations. You don't look a day over 105, Larry.
I hold my age well, don't I? I'm second generation. My father started this company in his garage in 1964.
What a wonderful story.
I graduated from Oklahoma State University in 1970, and I was the first employee that we hired.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. 6 months later, I was the first employee that we laid off.
What a great story. I bet was that because you weren't doing your job or because it just wasn't any work for you?
Gee, I don't know. Dad and I both thought that the company had progressed enough to where it could support both of us, but we were wrong.
We're wrong. And so what happened? What was the next step?
Well, I was in the insurance business for a couple of years, but still helped my dad build the cylinders on the weekends. And we finally, in about 1972, sales had picked up enough, things were doing better, and I was rehired to handle sales and general administration.
What a great story. And, you know, when I think about, Giovanni, you and I were talking about the estate tax or death tax. When I think about that and I think about Larry's company, and of course, you know, you were a small business owner for 25 years. You know, folks, when we talk about Giovanni being a sort of a lobbyist here for small business, he's a bona fide. He made payroll many years before he became a lobbyist. And when I think about those family businesses, my heart really goes out to them. And I've got a family business. You know, when it comes time for me to go to that great marketplace in the sky, you know, and Larry, I'm sure the death tax is an important thing for you too.
Oh, it's critical. All these issues are, you know, it's difficult to be in business today. And as you all were talking about the estate tax earlier, cash is king in small businesses.
Yep.
And And when the owner of a small business dies and the government wants that cash, and they do want cash, mm-hmm. right away, that's what liquidates the business.
Yeah, we got to stop that. Okay, now, so you got a 40-year-old business, 25 employees, your second generation, and our we're so proud of you and your dad, too.
I lost my dad in 1984. I wonder sometimes if he had lived, because he was a lot smarter than I am, would things have been a little different, but I lost him in 1984.
Well, he's proud of you, I know. And what I want to do when we come back, you've had something to happen in your business in the last few years that's sort of raised your antenna, maybe to put it mildly, about tort reform.
That's correct, yes, sir.
And when we come back, Giovanni, I want Larry to talk a little bit about that experience and why he's so fired up about tort reform. And then, Giovanni, you can weigh in on how that manifests in terms of what you do for small businesses here on Capitol Hill. It's almost 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Giovanni Cortolo and Larry Mocha. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Cannot be denied.
We're back at 17th Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm at Exit 2004 Small Business Summit at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. And I encourage you to check out uschamber.com and find out what's going on here at this event. They're going to have another one. Giovanni, you're going to have another one in 2006, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. This one's already successful, and we have plans to double the size of it for 2006.
So you're going to want to follow up on this, folks. And Larry Mocha, you've come here as a small business owner, as a bona fide member of the Chamber of Commerce to help promote this. And we need to get a lot more small business owners doing this, don't we?
Oh, for sure. You know, I appreciate Giovanni so much lifting up the issues that concern small business. Most of us are so busy running our shops, you know,
we're making payroll,
exactly. We don't have time to come and fight these battles on Capitol Hill. Besides, if we did have time, we don't know how.
Right.
So we depend on people like Giovanni to lead that charge for us. I appreciate that so much, Giovanni.
Well, thank you, Larry. But you know the strength of the Chamber is in your membership and the membership of the hundreds and millions of small businesses that make us strong and allow us to fight your battles.
Giovanni, one of the big issues you're working on right now is tort reform.
Tort reform is center. I mean, it's really eroded jobs within this country. It's made us less competitive in the world economy, and Larry is an example. I mean, he almost lost his business due to the tort laws.
Larry, tell us about that.
It happened in the late 80s and early 90s, and we had some products that were involved in a truck accident down in South Texas. We were notified that we were involved in a lawsuit, and we talk about it as tort reform, and to be honest, I'm not sure I know what a tort is, but I certainly know what a lawsuit is.
But before that, you thought it was a little piece of pastry, didn't you?
with an unusual taste,
yeah.
That's right. But we were notified of the lawsuit, and you know, a small business person, again, if you understand that 75, maybe 80% of them have less than 10 employees, when you get notified of a lawsuit, you're the one that has to go dig through the boxes.
Right.
I thought Discovery, back then we didn't have a Discovery Channel, but I thought Discovery was something that had to do with uranium or gold,
right,
or something.
Right.
But attorneys have the right to say, we want to know, we want copies of invoices that you used 10, 12 years
right.
ago. Well,
and they ask one question, and it's a two-day job for you.
Oh, exactly. And you're the guy that has to go dig through all that. It's extremely time-consuming. You just can't do it. Small business.
So never mind the cost of defending yourself. In terms of the lawyers, look at the time that's lost in productivity and running the business, and of course you're the spiritual leader of your company, not only the management leader, you're the spiritual leader too.
It was devastating. It was devastating.
So what happened?
The insurance company came in some months down the road and said, we want to settle this thing and just get out of it. We're concerned about South Texas. So they wrote a check for $100,000, which was a lot of money to me, and said, we want to get out. And I said, well, wait a minute. We didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Our products didn't fail. That never was an issue.
The only thing is you had the bad luck of one of your parts being at the scene of the accident.
With our label on it.
Basically.
That's
yeah.
exactly right.
You were like an innocent bystander.
So So they wrote a check for $100,000. We got out of the lawsuit. Basically, the same thing happened maybe a year later, and the insurance company said, we don't want to go anywhere on this. Now, keep in mind, our parts were on the product of our customer.
Right.
So our insurance company said, we want to get out of this thing first, and they wanted to write a check for $500,000. And I said, now, wait a minute.
Well, had your premiums gone up, by the way?
No, not yet, at this point. Uh-huh. But they wrote the check for $500,000, bailed out, even though I was saying, no, I want to fight this. This mm-hmm. is a frivolous lawsuit. Mm-hmm. They said, we want out. They're the ones that get to decide.
Right.
They wrote the check. We got out. 2 months later, they called and said, we're going to cancel your insurance.
Unbelievable.
So we had to go bare without any insurance at all for over a year. And then when we were able to get it, it was twice the cost of what other people have to pay. It was very, very difficult.
All because your part was at the scene of the accident.
And, exactly.
And contributed in no way to the accident. In fact, you were probably hanging off your part was up near the back of the vehicle. It's just
it didn't matter. As long as they can read your label, it doesn't matter where it is.
Yeah.
And even though you might know it's a frivolous lawsuit, you can't defend it. Not only do the insurance companies want to settle and get out, and, you know, they're probably the good guy. Maybe they know something I don't know.
Right.
But you can't just be right. Being right isn't good enough.
Well, what are we going to do about this, Larry? What are our options?
Well, I'm not a joiner. I mean, you need to understand I'm a small business guy. But we've got to get behind these organizations that support lawsuit reform, tort mm-hmm. reform. U.S. Chamber is carrying that banner for us. It's important. We're up against trial lawyers, and that's a big, organized organization.
All lawyers are not who we're talking about. But there's a sector of the legal profession, Giovanni, that I call them predators, and they literally do prey on situations. And some of these people, and I know stories. I mean, I know examples. I can give you examples of where, like in California, I know of one where they literally extorted money out of small business owners. Now these guys were caught, but they were extorting. They were sending these guys letters. And they were caught and they were disbarred. But that's how far some of these folks would go. But when they go around finding a cause and then look for a plaintiff, in my opinion, that's predatory.
Absolutely, Jim. And unfortunately, there's a battle on Capitol Hill to try to change the legal system to make it more productive or more righteous, with still protecting those that need protection. Mm-hmm. And that's key. We can't. There are those that need protection.
When we come back after these messages, I want to talk about some specific things that need to be fixed. Damage awards, jury shopping, being cases being heard by judges instead of juries in some cases. Those kinds of things. I know that's some of the things that are on the table. So we're going to take a break right back after these messages with Larry and Giovanni. It is 10 Tales. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Larry Mocha is with us, as well as Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is the Director of Small Business Policy for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And Larry Mocha is a small business owner just like me, and like Giovanni used to be. He's President and CEO of Air Power Systems out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Larry, give us your website, please.
www.apscotulsa, that's APSCOTulsa.com.
All right, so if you need truck parts that help trucks work, check that out there. They can can they do some shopping? Can they look around and see some of your parts that are there?
If you own a dump truck, please give us a call. We'd love to put some controls on it for you.
All right, and I bet you send them a catalog too, wouldn't you?
Sure we would.
Good job. And Giovanni, give us the U.S. Chamber's website again, please.
www.uschamber.com.
Don't forget to check that out, folks. And as I say, we're here at the Access 2004 Small Business Summit at the U.S. Chamber's building. Okay, Larry, what do we got to do? We're talking about tort reform. What are some of the specific issues that we've got to get fixed? Because we can't just say tort reform, wave a wand, and that's the big umbrella. There are some deliverables inside of that, aren't there, that we need to work on?
Yes, sir, and I know what you're looking for, and I'm probably going to disappoint you in telling you that small business guys like me don't understand the law. when we start talking about putting caps on non-economic damages and caps on economic damages and capping lawyers' fees and all that, mm-hmm. we're really out of our game. That's not what we know about. That's why it's important that we get behind the U.S. Chamber, because they know what they're talking about. They have a whole office that deals with lawsuit reform. The problem is when we get it, when we think we get it, we don't know if we got it or not. You know, the lawyers they're the ones that are writing these laws, and we have to go to lawyers to ask what the lawyers wrote.
Right.
So we're in a game that has their own language, their own communication skills, their own acronyms. We've got to go to the chamber. We've got to depend on the chamber.
What do you recommend? All right, let's talk about when your insurance company said they wanted to settle. In hindsight, what do you wish you had done? Anything different?
Well, I wanted to fight.
How would you advise somebody? What would you advise somebody to do if it happened to them today?
Well, you've got to go with what the insurance company wants.
They pull the chain.
They pull the chain. The problem, I mean, you know, you wish you could fight a frivolous lawsuit. But sometimes the insurance companies, they just don't want to take the chance.
And Larry, the attorneys know that, don't they? The trial lawyers know that, don't they?
Yeah, Jim, I tell you.
It's extortion, basically.
Oh, absolutely. Small businesses generally settle before they go to court. And there's one reason. There's one aspect of the law that forces this, and that is if you're only 1% liable, if your product was just barely the cause of the accident, you're 100% liable for the damages. So this scares insurance companies into settling prematurely. I mean, rather than if you're 1% liable, if your product is 1% liable, you only should be liable for 1% of the damages.
You know, maybe Larry, one of the things we need to do is pass a law or something that says insurance companies, if you settle against the wishes of the small business owner, you know, you can't cancel their policy in a year. So we got to come up with something, because basically what it amounts to is either way, small business owners wind up getting squeezed.
Well, that's true. You know, the only shot we got, the only choice we got is really what you and I were talking about earlier, and that is the small business community has to unite. We have to come together. Together, we're a mighty force. Well, how do we do that? We have to get behind an organization that allows us to do that, someone that's willing to carry the banner and help us understand some of this legal terminology that's coming down to us.
Well, and you're exactly right. Giovanni, that's where the U.S. Chamber comes in, some of the things you guys are doing. We've got about 45 seconds. Give us some ideas.
Well, we're very aggressive when it comes to legal reform. We've promoted class action, asbestos reform, tort reform on many levels, including small business. We have an Institute of Legal Reform, which is very vibrant and very aggressive when it not only looks at changing the laws, but also aiding judges in counties and ranking different counties. If you go to Madison County, Illinois right now, you have different lawyers that will venue shop and place that lawsuit there because they know the judges are going to be.
That's happening all over the country, those kinds of things. But we need to let our politicians know that how we feel about this. That's one of the things, isn't it? We've got to make sure we let them know that. Larry and Giovanni, I've got to wrap it up because we've come to the end of the hour. Larry, thank you for being here. Congratulations on all the things you do. I'm really proud of you and your company.
Thank you, Jim.
And God bless your dad, too.
Oh, bless your heart.
And Giovanni Cortola, thank you for being here. You're the best.
It's always a pleasure, Jim.
Got to take a little bit of a break. I'll be right back. I got more to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.